These people are not having some Alzheimer's. Can they connect with the holy name or can they perceive Krishna?
Yes.
See, from our perspective, from the Vedic perspective, unconsciousness is also a state of consciousness. And when a person is unconscious, that doesn't mean consciousness is lacking. It simply means consciousness is not manifest at the physical level. But consciousness is also existing. It's still existing. So unconsciousness is also a state of consciousness. And there is some perception at the physical level also. See, so the soul is here, the mind is here, the body is here. Now the soul's consciousness is coming to the mind and it is coming to the level of the body to some extent. But it is not coming out so much that the person can perceive coherently or function coherently. So, but at that time, if one hears about Krishna, then that always benefits. That always benefits. Because the soul's soul is still conscious. When the soul hears about Krishna, then sometimes hearing about that Krishna will always benefit spiritually, but sometimes it can even benefit materially. In terms of, because there is some connection with reality happening, because the soul is perceiving that spiritual sound, the sound is spiritual, but it is coming to them through the physical channels. And when one feels some sheltered, one feels calmed, at that time, one may feel more able to connect with physical reality. So, we wouldn't recommend that as a substitute for medical treatment. Medical treatment is essential if that can be used to get the brain to be stabilized better. But irrespective of medical treatment, whether it works or not, the treatment of hearing spiritual sound vibration, that even if the person is not consciously responsive at that time, the person is being benefited. So, as some devotees call this as namotherapy, you know, therapy of the holy name. So that is always works at the spiritual level. Okay. Thank you. You had something to say? Thank you.